Hello everyone, George from Ireland. Thank you for tuning into my channel. I haven't worn this t-shirt for a long time. So this one is a little bit out of date. It's from the 8th of July. It's about Roman Starovoyt, who was the transport minister of Russia, who was dismissed almost 3 weeks ago. Anyway, and then he was found very dead the very next day, with a gunshot wound in his head. It's said to be suicide. I thought, well, if it's suicide in Putin's cabinet, that's probably shoot himself in the back of the head 5 times. But they haven't given them details of the autopsy. Well, couldn't happen to a nicer guy. There's collective cabinet responsibility, so he's gone along with all Putin's crimes. He's never spoken out about this. And I know someone who says of these situations, she said, well, he had to survive. Survive, fine. 140 million people in Russia survive. To get so high up, so close to Putin, then he has to be responsible for some of these crimes that are going on. He doesn't actually directly order the atrocities in Ukraine, but he's going along with it. He could have resigned. He could have spoken out. He could have done something else. He could have said at a lower level, but I've got no sympathy for him whatsoever. Was he suicided? Made to look like a suicide, not very convincingly. So he had a handgun. Now, thing is, it's very, very difficult to get a firearms license in Russia. Did he have one? I don't know. Or was this an illegally held one? And this is a police state. They are fixated with security, which they define as the insecurity of their neighbors. So cabinet ministers always have armed bodyguards with them. There would be no need for them. I don't think they would be withdrawn immediately after he's dismissed from the cabinet. I know someone who had been deputy prime minister of Russia several years earlier, whom I used to work for. And so he wasn't deputy PM by the time I knew him. And even then, they had armed guards outside his building sometimes. I think they weren't just for him. The various VIPs living right in the center of Moscow near the St. Saviour's Cathedral. Perhaps I shan't say his name. Anyway, so there has been no suicide in the inner circle since 1991, since the failure of the August coup, Boris Puga. When he committed suicide, partly because he thought he was going to get a very long jail sentence. In fact, they got a slap on the wrist sentence only released a year and a half later at the Kustas. So only hours after he supposedly ended his own life, he hours after he was sacked, he ended his own life. You know, he was in his 60s, he was good health, he had plenty of money. He thought that he had several million dollars. He was married. He had two children. I think he had a grandchild. In his way, he had everything to live for. So pretty unlikely he would do this. Now, he had helped to build defenses on the border in the end of 2022, in 2023, but was seen to have failed in that because then obviously there was that Ukrainian offensive that took the world by surprise. And I think the Russians still haven't driven them out. Is it like almost a year ago since they crossed over to Kursk region? So why was he sacked? I'm not sure, but that's probably a reason, his failure. Transport was about roads and railways, but they had him get involved in other construction projects. So what was he killed? But why would you need to kill him? I mean, he's only so-called traitors you would kill. So I mean, it's just possible that it is suicide. Killing him because you want to frighten others. On the other hand, if you killed him, you want people to know that you killed him, then as a save serve as a warning to everybody else. But no matter how blatantly Putin murders people, take the head of Wagner Group, he won't tell the truth. It's just not like his style to tell the truth. Goodness, and a lot of regional officials have been arrested on charges of peculation and bribe taking. And yes, there's been huge scale defalcation, and Putin is the czar of corruption. This is selective. Well, I think it's not just intra elite warfare. I think they probably are guilty, but the ulterior motive is because they failed him, they're not fully loyal, and so on, to put the frighteners and the others as a bit of a purge in the Ministry of Defense almost 2 years ago. So moving on to other areas. So it's not looking good for other people in the cabinet. It's pour encourager les autres. So a warning to them. So yes, he can be promoted. He didn't really mind you lined your pockets illegally, so long as you were achieving. And often they're not really achieving. It's obviously increasingly difficult to do so because of financial restrictions. By the way, a new a new guy was appointed Minister of Transport straight away, Andrei Nikitin. Goodness, so is not recovered very much in the state media. Well, almost all the media's is owned by the government either directly or indirectly. People before him, people around Starovit, they've been accused with stealing public funds, taking kickbacks, things like that, which is all completely unsurprising, a sort of standard practice. But Russia can't really afford it, and they need to deliver on things because there's less money coming in. Now they've been publicly advocating tax hikes, as well as spending cuts and everything outside defense, so healthcare, education, and what else? Pensions. Unemployment benefit was almost there. Almost is no unemployment benefit. They want high salaries because the only way to earn lots of money, well, that should be to join the armed forces. My Gaelic or Anglo-Norman. I mean, I'm mostly Gaelic, but of course, there were Danes around. The Gaels are not the original people of Ireland. Probably some Cambro-Norman, maybe Anglo-Norman. That's it. I always thought I was a bit German in the 18th century. Then DNA was done, and actually, we're a tiny bit Norwegian. But the Norwegian, maybe that's actually a Dane, those who arrived in the 9th century. But paternally, so yeah, my surname is an indigenous Irish name, whatever autochthonous is, because of course, as I say, the Gaels weren't the first real people. They the absorption of the people who were in Ireland prior to the Gaels into the Gaels meant that we didn't have any names reading them. I know they're Cruthins, Tuatha Dé Danann, and Fíorbolgas and so on. Milesians, as the Gaels supposed to be. I was thinking about this that they're semi-mythical, but it's thought that this does have a grain of truth. Myths seldom come out of nowhere. There's usually some historical basis for them. And the thing about are supposedly coming from the mouth of the Ebro River in Spain. Again, there's probably some truth behind the myth. It probably came from Spain, but it's thought to be Galicia, northwest Spain, rather than sailing all the way around through the Pillars of Hercules. Or was it really to emphasize that we're not from the island of Great Britain or something? Because, of course, they weren't islands. Ireland and Great Britain and the European landmass were all connected to the end of the Ice Age because the sea level was much lower. People walked across. And so much of what Ireland's about is being an island, likewise Great Britain. Of course, we haven't actually been an island for most of the time of human habitation. What a curious question to pop in there. I suspect that Starovit will not be the last of Putin's ministers who allegedly ends his own life. Goodness, what barbarities he has gone along with in the Putin cabinet. And they're all yes men, they're all mediocrities, they're all second raters because he doesn't want to be overshadowed. Lavrov is thought to be any good one, and he's born 1947. How much longer can he keep on going? He's held that office for over 20 years, but he's meant to be a sly fox. And always begging to retire and not being allowed to. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.